CBS News, I'm Judy Muller. Firefighters in Northern California are having a rough time of it as they try to douse a wildfire that's destroyed more than 30 buildings and forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes. The fire in the community of Lake Wildwood, just north of Sacramento, is being fanned by high winds. In Wyoming's Yellowstone National Park, fire crews have been told to expect warm, dry weather to replace the rain and snowfall that gave them a brief reprieve yesterday. CBS News reporter James Satori is keeping track of that firefighting effort.
Snow has kept moisture on the ground, and that prevents the fire from really moving as quickly as it has in the past. And as long as that moisture stays on the ground, it's going to help the firefighting efforts. What they're worried about is that the moisture will dissipate pretty quickly if it heats up again, and that'll put them right back where they were, letting the fire burn pretty much at its will.
More help is on the way. Soldiers from California and Washington State are expected to arrive on the fire lines today. So far, more than 1 million acres of Yellowstone National Park have been blackened. The residents of Jamaica are preparing for the arrival today of Hurricane Gilbert. Forecasters say Gilbert is the largest storm system to hit the Caribbean in some time. The government of Cuba has issued hurricane warnings for its southern coast. Democratic candidate Michael Dukakis is geared up to talk about national defense as he heads out on the campaign trail today. And Republican George Bush will counter by naming a task force of advisors on national security. One advisor to the Bush campaign has resigned his position with the Republican National Committee following a report that in 1971 he complied with a strange request from President Nixon. Fred Malik says Mr. Nixon feared a Jewish cabal in the Bureau of Labor Statistics was trying to undermine his record on the economy. And so he asked Malik to prepare a list of Jewish officials in the agency.
I thought it was a little odd and somewhat offensive to even compile that data, but after four direct orders, I finally did compile it. I also told the president at that time that the idea of a Jewish cabal was total nonsense.
Malik says he stepped down because he does not want that story to hurt George Bush. According to sources quoted by Reuters, West German hostage Rudolf Cortes has been released in Beirut by his pro-Iranian kidnappers. The report follows the publication by a Lebanese newspaper of a letter from Cortes saying he was expecting to be released today. The trial of Lebanese hijacker Mohammed Ali Hamadi continues in Frankfurt, West Germany, where the pilot of the TWA jetliner hijacked 3 years ago testified that Hamadi is that man who fired the shot that killed U.S. serviceman Robert Steedham. Captain John Testrake also testified that the hijackers brutally pistol-whipped his flight engineer when they first burst into the cockpit. The outlawed Irish Republican Army has claimed responsibility for two bombs that injured the head of Northern Ireland's civil service today. The IRA also warned other top government officials to resign or, quote, face the consequences. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall for True Value Hardware, your store of first choice. Time can destroy wood and metal surfaces. Protect them with TruTest Exo Rust Gloss Enamel. It comes in popular shades and provides a tough finish that won't crack. Get a quart of Exo Rust Gloss Enamel for just $5.28. Then TruSeal Waterproofing Coating by TruTest provides clear protection for wood decks, cement patios, or driveways. It's easy to use, and a gallon is just $7.98 at participating True Value Hardware stores and home centers.
Today, over 25 million people own the Black & Decker Dustbuster Cordless Vac, and Mrs. Jones is one of them. Mrs. Jones, what do you use your Dustbuster for?
What do I use it for? If you had a husband who thinks the kitchen is a workshop and a golden retriever that's always shedding, you'd know I can't drag out my big vac for every little thing.
Oh.
And before a party, I always clean any crumbs on the counter. And that's only downstairs. Do you want to hear about the upstairs?
On my next visit.
Oh.
Now try the Black & Decker Dustbuster Cordless Vac with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See details on package. Very clever, Black & Decker.
The world's number one tennis player has been dethroned, Howard David reports.
Yvonne Lendl had a dream of becoming a U.S. Open champion for the fourth year in a row. But dreams like records are broken sometimes, and Lendl will have to be content with his three titles in Flushing Meadow, New York for now. Because Mats Wilander used patience and a precise serve to dethrone Lendl and win the Open Championship in a five-set match that consumed a record 4 hours and 55 minutes. Wilander has now won three of the four Grand Slam events this year, with the French and Australian Open trophies already on his mantelpiece. Wilander will undoubtedly be ranked number one when the computer rankings come out today, as he is the first player from Sweden to wear the title of U.S. Open champion. Howard David for CBS News, New York.
The Washington Times reports the Pentagon has ordered the development of a nuclear weapon that could burrow beneath the ground. According to the report, the weapon could be used to destroy underground Soviet command posts. I'm Judy Muller, CBS News.